Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Doing Business in Bentonville. My name is Andy Wilson, and I'm the executive director, and I am so glad to have you back. Thank you so much for all of our viewers, listeners. Thank you. It's just been overwhelming at how much that you are watching and listening to us. We appreciate that so much. And while you're doing that, share it with your friends. We'd love to do that. Well, let's get straight into my guest today, Michael Kamen. Welcome.
How you doing, Andy? Nice to have you here.
Wow. This guy sitting across from me is a great friend. He's a great cyclist. We've ridden many miles together, and now I've been trying to get this guy in the studio for some time. He's a busy man, and he's got a wonderful family, and he's been really busy with that and work. So, Michael, it's so good to have you here, and I can't wait to have our conversation today.
Oh, Andy, yeah, we've been chasing each other for a few months now. Yeah. I guess years, if you consider the cycling rides that we've done together. But yeah, really appreciate you having me out here. I'm excited to have our conversation together and see where it goes.
Well, let me tell you a bit about this guy. First of all, he's a great guy and has a great family, as I mentioned already, and a friend. But I will tell you, he runs a great company. We're going to get into that and about the details, the uniquenesses of his company in just a moment. But first, Michael, you're the principal and senior consultant of Shift Retail Company.
Yep. Shift Retail Group is what we're called. Okay. We're a full service brokerage here in the Northwest Arkansas area, supporting small to medium sized vendors. Selling into Walmart and Sam's Club. I've been doing this type of work for about a decade, but specifically started my own company a couple of years ago. I've been really exciting getting into a lot of new categories, new suppliers, a lot of suppliers and just in different places and in their journey with selling to Walmart. So we've got small and emerging companies, new brands that are coming into the space, into the town, selling, you know, becoming a supplier. And we've got companies that have been in business for decades and multiple generations at times, too.
Well, okay. You heard what Michael said. If some of those definitions of what he does fits you, which I know a lot of you are in that space of small and medium sized companies or new companies, then listen, because this is going to be really good, because we're going to get into some of those specificities that Michael and his company does, to how he can really help assist and navigate, helping you navigate many obstacles it is. In fact, Michael, today I just got here from a Walmart alumni meeting, and so I have Walmart in my brain today, okay? You know,
great.
4 hours of listening to the senior leadership talk about the future of retail, omnichannel. Wow, I'm telling you, you know, the future of retailing. In fact, and I don't like to throw around names, but Doug McMillan and I were visiting about the future of retail, and he looked at me and he said, "Isn't it exciting?" It is exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting.
You know, when I got into retail 40 years ago, we had brick and mortar. Now, you know, our store is in our pocket, you know, our phone, you know. And so, well, Michael, let's get into the details about your company. And the other thing I should mention, too, that you're adjunct professor at University of Arkansas.
I am. I'm a Razorback now.
Full time. Yeah. So that's from St. Louis to here, right? Or something like that.
Yeah. I officially transitioned from, I did my undergraduate at Missouri, so right. University of Missouri. So I was a Tiger for several years there, had a good run. But I'll tell you, living here in Northwest Arkansas for over a decade now, and my wife's a Razorback, and we had a few conflicts in the household, and I've decided, you know, for the better of the family, I better become a Razorback.
You know, you're a smart man, Michael. I'm just saying, you know, that it sounds like you compromise well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, at least at home, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's talk Shift Retail Group.
Sure.
Okay. Because I know that your focus, your passion is around these smaller to medium-sized companies. So now, if you are leading, our viewers, if you're leading or involved in one of these size companies, you know how difficult it is to get things done, to get information. So, Michael, you know, tell us why you did this, okay? What's your passion around that? And then let's just talk about your services and what you do and how you do your business, okay?
Sure. All right. Yeah. So I just happened to fall into this type of role about a decade ago with another organization, and immediately fell in love with it. So I moved here from St. Louis, Missouri, like you mentioned. I was working with a very large supplier at the time, had a great opportunity, great learning experience. And then I just, like I mentioned, fell into this opportunity with a smaller to medium-sized companies. And yeah, I just started playing in a lot of different categories, a lot of different line reviews, different items, performances, working in a lot of different replenishment settings and learning the supply chain, not only in dry grocery and perishable products and the RDCs, dot-com fulfillment centers. I mean, so much has changed in the last decade. And so working with these small suppliers really just got me excited and passionate about what I was doing. And so a couple years ago, started Shift Retail Group. Mm-hmm. The name comes from what was happening a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. The world was changing. And so, and obviously Walmart's been changing the last 6 or 7 years. And so the dynamic, the culture of what I'm trying to create is just to always be on your toes, always be adjusting, always mm-hmm. be learning from the dynamics of what's happening with the consumer, with the dynamics of the industry and the environment. And there's a lot changing. There's a lot that's happened. I'm sure you can talk to it since you were at Walmart mm-hmm. to where we are at today. Mm-hmm. Walmart's becoming more complex, and mm-hmm. it's a lot more challenging for those small to medium-sized suppliers. Before, you know, we had, you know, a few people on a buying team, and now you've got private label teams. You've got an expanded sourcing team. The sourcing team's expanding to different parts of the world now, right? Mm-hmm. You've got quality teams that you got to work with, dot-com teams, right? Mm-hmm. Site managers, item 360s, and the new data that's going to be launching here at the beginning of next year. So it's the ecosystem of Walmart's very complex, and so the helping these small to medium-sized suppliers is really what we're focused on.
So our viewers, let's say they're leaning in. Let's say, okay, you're right. That's me.
Sure.
So how do you begin your relationship, your partnership? How do you begin that with a supplier? How's that work?
Yeah. So first step is just to set up a call. Mm-hmm. Set up a call. Send us your items. Send some samples. Let's talk about your company. Let's talk about where you're doing business. Let's talk about your distribution in the marketplace. Let's see where you have a space on the shelf, right? Or maybe it's just .com initially, right? There's a lot of different places that you can play with Walmart mm-hmm. these days. So the first is just going along that journey together to identify what makes sense for your company, mm-hmm. if it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And then we start working together and start collaborating. And if it makes sense for you to put somebody on the ground, like myself or my team, mm-hmm. Then we start talking through the you know, the ins and outs of what that would look like.
So Simp, so the initial call, and for our viewers and listeners, we will make sure that you will have Michael's company, his contact, the company's information. We'll share that with you on our webpage. And in fact, I have Michael, he'll talk about that towards the end, but we'll still share all that to the link to his company so you can get directly to who you need to there. So Michael, when these companies come to you, and sort of describe your average customer that comes to you, and what is the top two or three big issues from the beginning that you've got to walk through, and how do you do that?
Yeah, I say it really just depends on where they are in okay. their supplier or their journey relationship with Walmart, right? And I mean, sometimes these companies, you know, they're a new company. They don't even know where to start. They don't even know where to begin. Who's the buyer? When do they review these categories? Mm-hmm. That's kind of the initial conversation that we start with there. Though at least for the new and emerging companies. But then there's also those companies that have been doing business for quite some time. They're performing. Mm-hmm. Maybe they want to take the next step and have somebody on the ground that can help them with their data mm-hmm. analytics, help them with their replenishment. Maybe they're having issues with claims or deductions and mm-hmm. and they need some help on the back end with accounting work. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a company that's been in business for, you know, 7 or 8 years now, but the challenges are, you know, they've lost a few items. They want to turn it around. They're not sure why they're losing their store counts or losing or just not performing. And so that's where I can come and help it jump in and tell them, listen, you were too far. You know, maybe you were too far expanded. Maybe you didn't have your best items in the stores, right? Maybe you don't need to be in 2,000 stores, but we have 800 that are really good for you, that make sense for your brand, that are efficient for your business, where it can be profitable. Because I've had suppliers that come to me from the West Coast and they're shipping all the way to the East Coast, and that's not where their customers are.
Right.
So that's really diving into those data, the analytics, the insights. That's what can be really helpful for not only the supplier to help them understand where should they be selling at Walmart, but also selling that story to the buyer and helping them understand that this is an item that's an important item. There is customers here, there's consumers that are looking for this product, and that's where I can help.
You know, you sound like a lifeline, you know, to many of these suppliers that are there, because you mentioned it. The ecosystem is very complex. It's going to get more complex today.
Sure.
So if you're a new supplier, then Michael can help you from the beginning and help you get work all the way through the process, hopefully getting on the shelf or .com and getting your products viewed, seen, selected, priced, and then you help them through the ecosystem around supply chain, shipping, all of that.
Yes.
Wow. That's huge. You know, one of the things today that we talked about at Walmart that we talked greatly about was supply chain logistics and how critical that is, and even more so today, you know, getting the products through and then the analytics of tracking all of that data. And so you work with them through all the analytical part too, I'm assuming.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, sometimes my background initially was in supply chain and replenishment. That's what actually initially moved me down to Northwest Arkansas. Okay. I wasn't on the sales or category management front.
Yeah.
So I was able to kind of understand the internal processes and the ERP systems and what it took to get a purchase order and run it through the system, put it into the warehouse, get it on the truck and get it delivered. And that's where I could say I cut my teeth. From an operations standpoint, and that really helped me as I transitioned into a sales capacity and category management, you could say, an insights capacity. Because, you know, it's one thing to sell a product, into a buyer or into a category, but it's another thing to get it actually on the shelf.
Yeah.
And if it's not on the shelf, we're not going to sell it.
Right. Right.
The consumer's not going to find it. You're not going to be able to perform. You're not going to be able to get accepted into the next category review or the next line review.
Right.
You know, the goal here is longevity. Mm-hmm. You don't ever want to get a brand into Walmart and then only for them to not perform and get out the next year. But it all starts with getting them on the shelf and keeping them on the shelf and replenishing and keeping that in stock high.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, again, we were in this discussion today about the future omnichannel. And, you know, again, we go back to it was the brick and mortar. Now it's the phone in your pocket. And one of the things I know Walmart is trying to do is have a very seamless shopping experience across, you know, all areas from online to brick and mortar to delivery to shipping. All of that is critical. And if you're... And as a supplier, you have to understand every piece of that, correct? And so guiding them through that, I could see, is really critical.
Yeah, so the omnichannel makes it difficult. I mean, there's a lot of consistency that you have to have, whether it's online or on the shelf or on your packaging, and there's a lot of systems and processes, and it's always changing as well. Yeah, the omnichannel is great because you're hitting consumers in all these different places, whether it's on your phone or at the shelf. But it's all something that a supplier needs to think through as they launch at Walmart.
Right.
And I'll be honest, you know, sometimes you have these companies that have been in business for decades. I've got a supplier I'm working with that's been around since 1869. So to get them up to speed with .com and I mean, it can take some time. I'll tell you this story. I got a Christmas card recently from this company this morning. I was talking to the VP of sales, And it was a handwritten Christmas card. Mm. It was a hand carved out, cut out Christmas card, okay? And what he told me, I talked to the VP of sales, and he said that this is the fourth generation, the 72-year-old mother that's part of the family that owns the company, cuts them out every single year and sends them out, sends a handwritten note to all the sales reps thanking them for what they do. So, you know, all that to the omnichannel, it's a very different world these days and always changing.
Yeah, it is. Okay, now Walmart has something called Open Call.
Yeah.
It's an annual event. It's a huge event, and it's a huge event here in Northwest Arkansas and around the world, no question. So now, why don't you share... especially if you're with us and you've never participated in Open Call, or you're interested in Open Call, why don't you talk about Open Call for a moment, and then how you and your company guides that individual through that process?
Yeah, Open Call is a really exciting event that they have every single year. I think we're on the this one event in October was the 10th year.
That's
anniversary,
right. In fact, I had someone in. And she's an author, editor, and she came in and she wrote an article about 10 years.
Wow.
I remember Open Call, and I was like, we said, already 10 years?
Yeah.
Wow. So congratulations, Walmart, for that. And if you had your eye, if you got your eye to me, congratulations to you.
Yeah.
And
how much that that event's changed, you know? I mean, if you remember it 9-10 years ago, I mean, we had hundreds of people coming in town.
Yeah.
They've kind of narrowed it down and narrowed down the selection process a little bit, because I remember the first Open Call, I was in the Walmart conference center there in home office, and I'm sitting next to a guy with a banana suit. He was selling something. I don't know if he ended up getting on the shelf, but I'll tell you, I was checking in on one of the first Open Calls, and checking in right next to me was none other than Bo Jackson at the time, and he
really?
Was pitching a product as well. So I think he's got a few products in at Walmart, if I remember right.
Way to go, Bo.
Yeah, way to go, Bo.
That's great.
What a great event. Like we've said, it's been around for 10 years. Yeah. Part of the investment that Walmart has in companies here made in the USA and made in America. I think it's a pledge for $350 billion, if I remember.
That's correct. You're absolutely right.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I've brought a number of suppliers. I'm always, as I'm going to trade shows and talking to suppliers around the country, especially the ones that are made here in the United States, I'm always bringing up this event because the way I look at it, it's really the one time out of the year that you can think about all the hundreds of buyers at home office that their only purpose for that one day, it's not reporting or running to this event or to that event. Their whole purpose is to sell, to find suppliers that are made here in the United States. It's really a special event. And so as I'm going out and talking to suppliers that are making products and maybe aren't selling into Walmart today, even suppliers that are selling into a Walmart today but are looking to get into new categories, I'm pitching every single one of them to get into that Open Call and have that opportunity to show their item. And we've had some great success. You know, this past year, we had four companies that were in Open Call and across a number of different categories. Had some great dialogue with Walmart and Sam's Club. We'll be launching some items here in the summertime of next year. So it's a really exciting event. I look forward to it every single year.
Wow. It is it's so exciting around here, you know, and that's why I had a reporter that was there and covering the whole story. And I asked her, I said, okay, you know, I want you to come break the story here. So she did. She broke the story, and she shared great human interest stories about individuals. So can you share a story, either an item or an individual that it could have changed their life?
I'll tell you a story that I think is one that I remember really well that I thought was pretty impactful. You know, we had a supplier, this is probably about 6 or 7 years ago now, and they were having trouble of getting into contact with the buyer in this specific category, and they had a private label SKU, and basically the national brand, which was the main brand on the shelf, This guy was one of the initial founders of that company. Mm-hmm. And about 5 years had passed. The company was acquired. He moved on to start his own organization. Well, the formulations, the information, he knew how to recreate that product and do it in a private label SKU. Mm-hmm. So he could put it in an Equate item. Mm-hmm. And so essentially, we were having trouble trying to get in contact with the buyer. Ultimately, we got him into open call. Mm-hmm. We got right in front of the buyer. Mm-hmm. We brought the national brand. We brought the private label that was currently on the shelf, and we brought a sample of his product, and we did a side-by-side comparison. Yeah. And at the time, the buyer opens up the products. He's looking at them. He's trying them, and he notices a clear difference between the product that the vendor is showing, that this guy at open call is showing, mm-hmm. and the one that he has in private label currently on the shelf. Mm. It's not an apples-to-apples national brand equivalent product. He immediately got up from that meeting, went inside to where everybody sat, brought his private label sourcing team into the meeting room, said, "You guys have to take a look at this." Mm-hmm. And it ended up about 3 or 4 months later, they made a complete switch, brought in a great new product, brought in this supplier that was just kind of getting up and running, and Walmart got a much better product. And so, you know, their private label got that much better. So it was an incredible story. It really is can be life changing. Mm. Yeah.
You know, I know when Kim was here talking about her story, she shared several human interest stories like that, that people she met and interviewed. And, you know, it's so exciting to see that, because that individual worked hard.
Yeah.
It took time. It took a lot. And probably had and couldn't even get someone to return the call probably or no a lot of times. But you know what? You got to persevere through it. And but one of the things that, I think it's phenomenal I really want our viewers to hear and know is that you are a great trusted resource for that. And because I know you and I trust you, and I know that if you get involved in it, you're going to do everything you can to help that individual or that company.
Yeah.
And Michael, you know, I love that about you, and I know that that's your passion. Is that because you know we've had conversations in the past? I can tell. So that's a wonderful story. A wonderful story. So open call. You need to get in touch with this guy. I'm just saying. So here we go. So Michael, you sound like you have a great company, and I love that you're very focused. You're not on everything. You're on these things: the small and medium sized companies and the new companies, or you know, with new products.
Sure.
Those. So, Michael, as we sort of wrap up a moment, I know that people can get in touch with you on LinkedIn, and we'll make sure we talk about that in a moment. But, Michael, just in summary to our viewers and listeners, just tell them, again, if you're in this space, how you can help them. So just summarize it for me, because I want them to hear one more time about how your company works.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a supplier in the space, or you're a supplier looking to get into Walmart or Sam's Club or get in front of your buyers, this is where, you know, this is a great conversation for me, at least to start. Mm-hmm. If you're a supplier that's currently doing business and maybe you're just having trouble navigating the complexities of Walmart today, if you're a supplier that's doing business with Walmart, maybe you're struggling a little bit and you're not sure why or maybe... You know, you're not happy with who you're working with today. Maybe there's been some changes. You're looking for a new, fresh face, somebody who's going to, you know, who's excited, who's passionate, who's really, you know, looking to grow your business for the years to come. Those are the suppliers that I'm looking for. The ones that are looking to do something exciting into the future. Yeah.
Well, Shift Retail Group. That's who they need to contact.
Sure thing.
And you're on LinkedIn.
Yep.
And what's your website? We'll put it up, but go ahead.
ShiftRetailGroup.com is really the where they can find a little bit more information about the company. They can shoot me an email, which will have the information out on the website. LinkedIn's always a great resource, and fantastic resource that's really kind of helped get the name out there the past year. Happy to share my phone number as well.
Great. Yeah. Well, okay. We'll put it out there for you. Michael, it's great to see you again. It's been a pleasure catching up, talking about business. We usually, when we're together, we're riding our bikes or something, and we talk a little business, but usually it's about the bike riding.
Yeah.
So, but Ian, best to you and your family. And I hope your business just continues to grow. And I know that the kind of person you are, you're gonna work really, really hard and diligent for your customers. So it's so great to have you here today.
Thanks so much, Andy. Okay. I really appreciate this platform. Appreciate you having me on here. I think it's an incredible tool to get people like myself that are building their organizations, mm-hmm. building their companies, get some visibility out there. And thanks again for having me.
Great. You're welcome. Okay, everyone. Wow. Great conversation today. Just a great day today. And I hope that you're doing well. And again, thank you so much for your viewing and watching our podcast. Just as a reminder, we're on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, LinkedIn. And you can also go to our website. It's Doing Business in Bentonville, so it's dbbnwa.com. Yeah, you heard me. It's dbbnwa.com, and you can check us out there. That's where the articles will be posted. That's where our podcast will be posted, plus all the other streaming channels that I've already talked about. So thank you so much. We really appreciate your viewership. And Michael, thank you again so much for being here today.
It's good to see you, Andy.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye, everyone.